Thanks, Siddharth, for joining this session with me today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Siddharth, would request your permission to record this session. Hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Okay, you can be rest assured whatever we discuss today, it will remain with us and it will be confidential.
Thank you.
Right. So, Siddharth, before we start, request you to take few seconds to be calm, comfortable, to discuss. And once you are ready, please let me know.
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay. So, Siddharth, what would you like to discuss today?
Well, I would like to discuss about my professional life. So it's been 13 years that I'm working in this organization. The name of my company is Peninsula Land Limited. I joined at a very managerial position, and today I've become the HR and admin head. So it's been a wonderful journey. However, last 1 year has been really tough for me. Though I've been sitting on this position from past 5 years, but last 1 year has been a roller coaster for me. So a lot of challenges at workplace. But something which is bothering me the most is my two senior resources not going along well. So I would want to give you a brief about them. One is a male employee and the other one is a female employee. Name is Mamta, and then the other one is again Siddharth. His name is also Siddharth. So Siddharth comes from a solid background. I am IIT pass out, been with us for last 13 years again, had a break of two and a half years in between. So he joined as a head of sales and marketing. Then he worked with us for good 8 years. Then he had a break for 2 years. And then again, he came at a chief business officer position. So currently he's managing multiple functions under him. And on the other hand, I have this female,
Mamta.
Mamta, yeah. So Mamta has joined as management trainee. It's been 7 years that she's associated. She's been with us during the most toughest time of our organization. And she has performed and she has grown. While she had joined as a management trainee, she was working under Mr. Siddharth Setia. So she got groomed under Siddharth Setia. And while Siddharth Setia had left us for 2 years, and when he came back, Mamta overperformed in those 2 years, and then she grew to become a HOD again. So today she is managing a financial piece called as business planning and analysis. Now for the organization, it's important that your CBO, which is the chief business officer, and your financial planning, they go along really well for a fruitful result. But what's happening is that there is a huge difference of opinion, ego clash. Siddharth feels that Mamta has again moved into the HOD position. So there's a lot of conversation, a lot of asking that happens from Mamta, which Siddharth is not liking. And Mamta has a little condescending tone, the way she speaks to people, a little disrespectful. Mm-hmm. So that is what is bothering Siddharth, because Siddharth is someone who operates with a philosophy of respect, value of respect, which he's not getting. Hence, there's a lot of fight that happens between both of them. And today, both of them are not ready to work with each other. So both have been good friends to me at my personal level. And I've been doing continuous counseling and, trying to listen to their issues, trying to come up with solution, using various strategies to make them work along, but I'm failing miserably. And my management has a huge expectation that I would be able to get them along. And somewhere in the last 1 year, I've started accepting this fact that maybe I may have to bet on one and let go of the other one, but it's going to be difficult for the management to let go both of them, because the management wants both of them to continue in the organization. So I'm in a fix, and I really don't know how do I get out of it. And it's giving me a lot of stress, because I'm taking this back home. And the only thing that I'm thinking about is how do I resolve this conflict? So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Siddharth. I think it's great that you've been into organization for 13 years, and you started with a manager position, and you grew to an HR head. That's a great performance in 30 years. So congratulations for that, Siddharth.
Thank you.
And yes, I think I have seen, there are the top of the heads clashes, which you've been thinking about to resolve the concerns of both of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you said about there are some strategies and some of the thinking you're putting to bring it up as a teamwork for both of them. So
Correct.
can you tell me more about, what is there in your mind and what you're thinking about it?
Well, see, it's not really important to be good friends in the organization. Finally, it's about getting the work done and ensuring that the organization is not getting affected. However, somewhere interpersonal skills do matter at the end of the day. So there were a lot of trainings that I got them involved in. Recently, I did a 360 feedback as well, so that they get to know what exactly, how exactly do they, are perceived by the other employees. I have also hired a coach in my organization, and I've started coaching them through the coach who's entered. But somewhere I feel that still nothing is working. In fact, things have got so bad or so ugly that today both of them are thinking of resigning.
Okay. So I think I hear you have done training sessions planned for them, and you had a coaching session also with them, right? Okay. Can you share more about it?
So, I mean, there are a lot of teamwork training that we do internally, wherein, function which are working in silos, how to get them along, collaboration, work towards that common goal. So these are the trainings that at leadership level that I had conducted, where they both were also participants. And on the coaching front, I mean, I've hired a coach externally who could coach them. So that, we come to the gaps with respect to what's going wrong, can be identified and how do we fill them. So this is what I've done so far. And yeah,
Okay.
there's a continuous amount of conversation that I get into with them. Like for example, today I had to spend there's some issue that happened in which I had to spend 45 minutes with every individual, and somewhere my work is also getting affected, and I am not able to, perform the way I used to, because my major time, my major bandwidth is going in resolving their conflicts, and this is happening at every alternate day, and it's also not setting a good example in front of my other HODs, so it's becoming a little embarrassing as well at the same time.
No, I perfectly understand that. And I think, Siddharth, you just, share. And I think it seems that, Siddharth, you are thinking of, how to bridge the gaps and how we can bring as a teamwork in both of them, right? That is what you're thinking. So, Siddharth, what you're exploring today?
Well, I'm exploring a solution to this issue so that I end up retaining both of them. And then
Solution to this issue. Okay, go ahead.
maybe appreciation from the management.
Okay, so you said you are looking for solution to resolve this issue, and you would also expect the appreciation from management, which is very important. You've been quite a old employee there as well, right?
Right.
Okay. So, Siddharth, when you say appreciating from management. What does that mean to you?
So this has been a task for the management as well, because even the management, like I have two promoters, Mr. Rajiv Piramal and Nandan Piramal. Even they have got themselves involved in solving their issues, but they have also failed miserably. However, in an organization, when you are a promoter, you expect professionals like me to come forward and help them. So, and somewhere I'm feeling that, I'm not able to deliver as per their expectation. And I have that fear that if I don't deliver, then maybe, I may not be given a good appraisal this year, or I may have a conversation with my management saying that this is not what is expected out of you. So I'm just in that dilemma.
No, it's very obvious, Siddharth. The appreciation from management in such a position is very much important and desired. Now, Siddharth, just want to know what makes appreciation from management so important now?
No, I've always been a performer. I think the lowest increment that I could ever get in so many years of my experience has been 10. And I fear maybe because of this case, which has been going on since a long time, I may not get that too. Wherein my performance in the last 1 year has been really good. And I was expecting a huge correction. But this recent development that has happened, wherein this case is going out of reach, I fear that I may not even get the bare minimum.
Okay. No, I understand and I hear that you've been a great performer in this organization, right?
Yes.
So, Siddharth, what is useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
Well, useful outcome. I mean, I'm yet to figure it out.
Okay, let me help Siddharth. I mean, I just reframe the question. So, you talk about the performance you've been performing, okay, and the performance and the appreciation by the management is very important for you, and they've been expecting that you should be a part in this issue, right?
Sure.
So, I just want to understand, Siddharth. What makes the performance so important now? I just want to reframe and understand it again.
As I said, it's my appraisals are around the corner, and it's been really my last 1 year has been really tough, and I've delivered as per the expectation, and I am happy with my performance. Just that this recent development of both two of my high performing HODs not going along and thinking of resigning is making me demotivated and making me feel that maybe I may not get a good appraisal this year.
Okay, so appraisal is important. So, Siddharth, what is the purposefulness of appraisal in your life?
I mean, it's a reward to my performance. You feel good, you feel motivated, you feel charged up, and you then go back and reflect your entire year's performance, and you feel proud about that you've done some good stuff when you get recognized through performance review.
Okay. So, I think what we could able to hear from you is, the appraisal is at the corner and appraisal is very important as far as the incentives are concerned.
Right.
So, Siddharth, to, get a good appraisal and, the management should appreciate your performance, what do you think you need to shift in your perspective?
That's a good question. Well, the shift would be that I continue focusing on my work. I do not think about do not think much about this specific incident which is currently going on, and just keep working hard, just keep trying my best to get a resolution or come up with some other strategy which I need to think through, which will be a win-win situation for the organization, the management, my two HODs, and for me.
Okay. So what I hear is you want to think on the strategy which probably work in this situation, right? I also hear that you are already working on this, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I need to have a little more focus. I need to spend some more time and think about some unique alternative.
Okay. So what is becoming clearer now, Siddharth?
Well, I think I need to channelize my energy more towards my work. Think about a solution. Speak to the management. You know, keep them apprised with all the developments. And support as much as possible this current situation, so that it gives me at least a hope that I did my best at the end of the day. I just didn't give up.
Okay. I think that's a great, great thinking. I heard, I mean, you know, channelizing your energy in the right, you have to have a focus, which is really good. And you want to keep updating your management regularly on this issue and, you know, get hands on this, right?
Okay.
Yes. That's really good, Siddharth. So what, Siddharth, are you learning about yourself today?
What I'm learning about myself is to, I think, reflect more you know, probably do not focus on something which is not in your hand. Focus on something that you, it's, I mean, something that you can deliver. Continue to work and do not hamper what I do on my day-to-day basis, which is my routine job. And then, yeah, do my best, come up with a solution, some unique solution. And if I can't, then probably have a conversation with my management that I did my best. However, it didn't happen.
Definitely. So you want to focus, you want to have alternative action plan around it. So what are the new action would you now be useful to take, Siddharth?
Yeah, I will not be more worried about this incident. Will plan my day better. Will ensure the task that I have taken, I perform that more diligently. I outperform what I had done previously, so that at least that comes in the eyes of the management.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is something that I'm planning to do.
And that's a great action plan. And if you want to do all these actions, what resources do you need to take them?
Well, I have the, I think the mindset majorly. I think this conversation has helped me, you know, understand that mindset. So yeah, I think I can manage it by myself.
Okay. Anybody can help you on this, or how can I help?
No, I mean, I think it's my battle, and I think I will do it. I don't need any help.
You want to take anybody accountable for all these actions you are thinking?
Not really.
Okay. So, anything else, Siddharth?
Nothing. Ashutosh, it was wonderful having a conversation with you.
So, are you okay, Siddharth, to close this session?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Siddharth.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, coach and client.
Good
yes.
job, Siddharth.